Zaynik Suvot, Aleph Shvat HaTov Shemem Beis, February 24th, 1982, on Wednesday.
Aleph Shvat HaTov Shemem Beis,
February 24th, 1982, on Wednesday. אבל בבוח הלוי מבוי שאיננמון אלו שמלכן איסי אם תהיין תלמס פסח פסוח נצוס תלמס פסח פסוח נצוס. So in other words, so he's not lemon to be mapsid, he's not lemon to be mapsid exuvi, he's not lemon to be mapsid exuvi. So in other words, the Rambam passed by the first version, and the two pastens like the second lashon. In other words, as we explain it, what's the machlokes between the first lashon and the second lashon? There's the same machlokes that we find in Bomutzie between Rashi and between Tesis and Rambam, as to what kind of a law the Mishmas Meroshe implies. So according to the Tesis in Bomutzie, it implies Aloha is Rav Kiveya points out in his Chidush Maksuves and in his Voyes and the Mishnayas and Gomez. So that the people whereby a person incriminates himself, declares himself a Rosh and Ishek. It's an ordinary that a person doesn't like to make himself with a Rosh. So he check out. If he check out, he can say all kinds of things about himself. But, and according to the Ramban, there is no Aloha that the people whereby he incriminates himself, he declares himself as a roshe, he sheker. But if a person comes and says, I was Machal Shabbos, I ate kevelet, so he doesn't become proselytes. Because just as if one brother would come to Bezdin and say, my brother is Machal Shabbos, his brother wouldn't become proselytes, because to pass on something like this, that itself requires the dinim of Eides. So the mele, to pass himself, is a baldovo. So if a person says, I was Machal Shabbos, he cannot be mechayel himself. We say the person says, "I eat the veil." He cannot be mechayel himself. Malkes, he's a baldovo. He's poslaitis. That's the halach of the mishmas meroshim. But something that doesn't require this, he has the money. So we can be called if he says, "We're halti sheni yalmezi." So according to Ramban, he has the money. Not only because he wants to do tshuva, so he doesn't want to bring home azor. Even if he wouldn't have that motive, if he wants to do tshuva. So he has lemon mones. So in other words, that's the machlekin between the two shades. The first lashon in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, mehemon masnuli kufre, so that means he is lemon to be mapsid exube, but we give him malchus for being the pons biznus. So that means that eno demis masnu roshen does not imply that a dibur whereby he makes himself into a roshe is sheker. It's not sheker. Where something that requires zaydes on the mele, we cannot be mikabel his own agode. He cannot pasul himself like this. He cannot be mechayel himself in English, because that requires zaydes. So he's not better than the korek. But something doesn't require zaydes. He has the monies. If he has the monies, so the counter will give him makas malbus for being a false Jesus. And the second lashon, so that means only if Inosu says Pesach Pesach Mitzos, so he's lemon hapsidik suve. But if a Bochol would say not, why not? Because if a Bochol says Pesach Pesach Mitzos, so in effect says he's a poet binus, he's a Roshe. So it's a people who are by. He declares himself a Roshe, we don't believe him, that's all. So if we don't believe him, so the melee, so he cannot be mapsid exuve. But all that is only in regard to be mapsid exuve. So then we can say that a dibur whereby he makes himself into a roshe, so he sheker. Masha'im kein migabe shabe nafshech tichad yisure, then we don't say sheker. Because, in other words, if you bochel, even according to Rabbah's Roshim, that a bochel is not nemor, because we say Chekia, so this is Gadol Hapsik Suboso. But let's say, if you can come and say Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, even though he's a Bochor, that's mentioned by Rishayim, so then she is Asurami. Why? Because even though we say, Eino Yisvatz Mehoshe, according to the second Rosh, a Dibur whereby he plays himself into a Hoshe, is Shekeah, but Ligabe Asuring it upon himself, so there is a Loch of Shalom Hashem Lechav Yisrael. And the same thing is true, because he does Balvin Kibayin Rosh, about all the Shemim, like Tesis, who say a Dibur whereby he makes himself into a Hoshe, Ishek, we do not recover it, we don't accept it, it's true. So still, if a person comes and says, Gonachti, Gozauti, so he's not here to pay the Karen. They came from that because they didn't ask for that. But the Karen is not here. So how about the Rishayim who say that if people were buying him, you declare yourself as a Roshe, Ishekia, but this special Allah of Hidra is not here to make him know. Ligabu, being the higher himself, we do believe. Whether it's mitam memones or is ischayves, but there is a loche. Even if the ischayves is grounded in a timing of making himself the loche, we still accept it. And the same thing is true with Gabi Shagin Afshet Tichad Yisoy. So even though many of the Shemim say that the people who are buying the prayers of the loche is shekia, but with Gabi answering upon himself, so we do accept it. He is awesome. So all this Gemara, the distinction between Bochor and Nossi is Ligado Hapsik Sevosa. Not Ligabe Shabia Napshech Tichaliso. How would also come to Ramlamuya? Omale Pesa Pusuach Matsosi. Omale Shemo Yitiso. Kemshul Homosu Madro Deino, the Shemal Vishnulaino Vapelo. Kemotu Pusuach. Lo Yipto Motino. So even if he is bailed there, Hatoye, so then he can find the Pesach Pesuach, even though she is a Pesuch. Alright. He did have the whole family. She will make it the Pesuch. Vokalkuli doshe v'yom. Em shol chol av, em shol chol moshol ma do de lo vishom al vishom ayu ba feilo. He do be mezi mot Pesuach. Lo yi do be mezi mot no. Ha hu do se kam 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 liyo ba lebro mo le rabi ba au te mo miso sita. Omale rabi, omale rabi, suo yisi. So even though at first they didn't see any dam, so after it was soaked in the mayim, they keep saying, "Umotzol kame tibi domi." Omalei schid mekhach. Omalei yehuda ba'avri b'rov mufal dekei rav asher. Ana namine ledoche. We should test it by washing the matzah. Omalei giv shalom dekei b'shalem. In other words, because in Eretz Yisrael, so washing without gills cleaned it out very well. But in Bobel, because the water in Bobel was not so clean, so because of that, just washing did not clean it out thoroughly. And in order to clean out the beggar thoroughly, they had to be beguiled to iron it. Time. I mean, that is mentioned with Gabe Gabeles of the Shurash Khalis, the Shurash Seychet, the Giyu Chalonikim Shalem. So the Mele, we couldn't make this test in Bogan. Because this test was only effective in the outer soil where the washing affected a thorough cleaning. So the Mele, it would bring out this part of that. Mashenikin in Bogan, where the washing did not involve a thorough cleaning. So with the mere washing would not bring out this part of dam. But we could wash it and iron it. So the answer is no, if you iron it, so then it will be mavir, the even. The iron will remove this part. So maybe there is no way of telling it by being washing and nikayitz involved. We are not maybe diutz mavile chomote, so the even will remove it, and it will not be seen, this part of dam. How would also come down from there? But only Rabbi Baal, who says dam, only Rabbi Yata, and Suani, only no deal is this prophet. I have two of us go, and we will be shimon out of Homer Shoyai, full of Rechanated, so in Rechanated, but to be shimon, where you're Rechanated. Only the Shredu Mekrach, or Sigmar Vikasha, you big me, or the Gavo. Why did you have to perform an experiment with two shvachis? And then he did the same thing with this woman in question. He could have done it directly. He didn't have to do it first with two shvachim. So the Gemara says, Gemara Abishmila, Maisel Habachol is the Sobat in the Kayan Gabo, the Milse Shapi, Rabbi Rahare, Lizuzula, Bibnes Yisrael. Bibnes Yisrael. So in other words, he had a call that this test can be done. But he had no shimush in that. I mean, he never did it. He just heard from his Rabbeinu that such a test, by tracing her on a chobi shoyayim, so we can determine. But he never did it. So the Mela, that was the first time that it came with Maisa. So the Mela, he never did it, so he didn't want to do it at the very outset. And the Bas Yisrael, because it might humiliate her. So he first he did it on a shifra, on two shvachas. And then he did it, so he saw that it works. So then he did it on her. Now, there is a Gemara in Ide that Shmuel wanted to debate it regarding his money backwards. So he was debating on the shifra. On the shifra. So then he gave her 400 zuz. He gave her 400 zuz. He didn't go in Ide. So why? Because Leila Bem Sabedu, La Beda Mesati Lachem, Vilurli Bushu. So in other words, so in Shifcho and Ebed, you're not allowed to be Mibazi either. Not only Mibazi Soy. So the Mele, what he had to find out, so in other words, it was done with her consent. You see that he gave her 400 Jews. In other words, she agreed to be tested in order to get paid 400 Jews. Otherwise, it's also even to do something that might be Mibazi her, even in Shifcho. So the question is, so why did he, so Moreshach, he wasn't allowed to do it at the very outset because he wasn't sure whether it would work, this test. So maybe he was not allowed to do it in Bas Yisrael. Why? You're not allowed to be Mizalv of Bnei Yisrael. But Shmuel said that not only you're not allowed to be Mizalv of Bnei Yisrael, you're not allowed to be Mibaze and Shifcho either. So how was he allowed? So we have to say that here too, you see, here too, in other words, Shmuel gave her 400 zuz. So the question is, so he could have done it with the Bas Yisrael also and given her 400 zuz. The answer is the Bas Yisrael was too dignified to give her consent, but she agreed, for 500 zuz, she agreed. So the male, but the same thing, if Bas Yisrael would have agreed, it wouldn't have been also either. So probably here too, I mean, he did it with two shvachis, and he probably paid them. The Gemara doesn't spell it out, but he probably paid them. So in other words, it was done with their consent. Masha'im came with the Isha, so she would not have agreed just for money. But if she knew it would work, so then she agreed, because she wanted to save her marriage. So, but he wasn't sure. Rabbi Gamliel Barebe wasn't sure whether it would work. So Mele, he didn't have her consent to do it, because in case it wouldn't work, so then she would have paid it, and she wouldn't have agreed, you know, to expose herself to that bushel. I mean, because she would get paid. So he did it. So first he tried it out and to shvachis. In other words, so he also paid them. The Gemara doesn't mention it here. In other words, he got their consent. Whether he paid them or not is not important. The important thing is that it's done with their consent. So the way to get the consent of the shifcho was to pay her 400 zuz. So, but Israel, so if it wouldn't work, she certainly would have paid it. So Mimela, that's why he had to try it out first on Tishvoches, and then when he saw it work, so he tried it out on her. All right. Ha'ud also come in Rav Gamliel, Hazok. Omole Rabbi Bautim, Musasidam. Omole Rabbi, Mishpachas do Kateani, Shein Len Loidam Nidor, Loidam Psulim. Voda kam gamel mikhel gizel, motzo kim gavel, omale lech, schreide me kacho, ashrecho she zochiso, mishpachas, dukat, mai dukate, der kotua. It's an abbreviation. Omer Rav Chanina et hanchumim shel hevel, nicham Rav Gamliel leisei ish. Viton Rav Chanina, kishim shasir yofel yiso, kardonim yofel yish. Viton Rav Mishim Rameya, polish shudomer merubi, bonero merubi. Bonero merubi. So, in other words, so, it's not such a valuable thing, the fact that she has no doubt. Because on the contrary, she might have problems in conceiving. So, it's the Chum Shal Hevel that Rav Gamliel mentioned. Now, Hevel does not mean, you see, in all the translations of the Bible, so, Havel Havoli Nomak Heles, Hakel Hover, is translated, vanity of vanities, said the preacher, everything is vanity. It's not the correct translation, because such a concept, vanity of vanities, said the preacher, everything is vanity, is not the Torah concept. How can Shlomo say such a thing? Everything, the whole tree is vanity, has to join. The Torah says, stay made. So this world is the best of all best possible worlds, as one philosopher, Leibniz, expressed it, which is a very remarkable expression. So how can he say, Kehelis, vanity of vanities? But the Medrash Rabbe, the Medrash Kehelis says that Hevel here doesn't mean, it's true that Hevel sometimes has the meaning of vanity, of nonsense, but Hevel also has the meaning of vapor. Hevel, it means vapor. So it should be translated, vapor or vapors, says Kehelis. Everything is vapor. What does it mean, vapor? There is a basic difference between vanity and vapor. Vapor is not nonsense. Vapor is a very valuable thing. I mean, vapor is the source of so much energy. Because, I mean, trains are being driven because of vapor. But if vapor is neglected and it's not utilized as a source of energy, then it turns into vanity, into nothing. So when Kehelis didn't say Chas v'Shalom that everything is nonsense, Chas v'Shalom, but he said vapor or vapors, everything is vapor. Unfortunately, every human being has such a great potential, but what does he do with his potential? He just wastes it, he neglects it. So it's like vapor. All the talents of humanity, it's a known fact that the average intelligent person functions at an infinitesimal fraction of his potential. If every person would try to galvanize his potential, it would be a different world. But unfortunately, the potential, the major potential of the average person is wasted, it's neglected. So that's vapor, it's like vapor that is not channeled properly, so it's wasted. It's waste of waste, says Gallus. Everything is wasted. So when Rav Gamliel, when he says, Rav Chanina said, Tanchum shel hevel nechamu Rav Gamliel leisei ish, it doesn't mean it's just that Rav Chanina, what Rav Chanina, the Tanchum that Rav Chanina gave him, was nonsense. It wasn't nonsense. But, in other words, it's like vapor, in other words. It couldn't result in anything substantial by saying that. Because sometimes when you tell a person, Shrim Mekacho, so of course, it wasn't true what he said. But, if he had told him, there is one and one who says that he told him, Nishayim Mekacho. But, he said, Rav Gamliel said, no, Shrim Mekacho. But how did he say it? How did he say it? The answer is now, let's see how you are explaining it. All right, one second. All right, so what he said, in other words, he didn't mean to criticize, Chas v'Shalom, Rav Gamliel. Rav Chanina didn't mean to criticize Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel just told the husband nonsense, vanities. Has to show them he would say that. But he says the Tanchumim of Ram Gamliel, by Ram Gamliel, that Ram Gamliel mentioned to the husband, he acted properly. Why? Because if he had told him, oh, you have a big problem, so that would might have undermined the whole marital relationship between him and her. So he told him, Shem Mekhachon. And one is allowed him to be Mishanah with the Bure Mikhlachishon. So in order to promote the Sholem bias between the husband and wife, so he said, Shem Mekhachon. And that wasn't a lie either. That wasn't a lie either, because in a certain sense, it is an asset. Why? Because he never can be nichshul in misa kores of eating. If a woman like this, so her husband is always exposed to the possibility of being nichshul b'shedeg ve'enes in the misa nidei. But if she has no domain, so he can never, he's immune against that nichshul. So it wasn't a lie. But the reason as to why he told him shrei mekacho, and what in a certain sense, it was true, because it made him immune against the mirshul of the Isamide. But on the other hand, it was a detriment, because she'll have problems conceiving. I mean, it happens, certain women who don't menstruate, so they conceive only with great difficulty, So that's what he meant when he says that Chulim shall heaven the hammer. That's why I mentioned not heaven in the sense of vanity, but in the sense of vapor, waste. In other words, this Tanchumim did not result in any substantial achievement. Now, why did he tell that? After all, he probably didn't. He wasn't happy to hear that. Mishael Mekacho, you might have problems with your wife conceiving. The answer is on the contrary. So, I mean, if he said Mishael Mekacho, so he also did it with Teras Chesed. Because sometimes it's important for a couple to know their problems. Not that they should be uninformed. So, one Mandoma said, he said, Mishael Mekacho. Now we should know. So if she has problems conceiving, she should do something about it. Bishul Mandoma, Mishael Mekacho. El Mandoma, Shrei Mais Chuse. What kind of excuse is it? The Lori also in the Sophic Me. Awud also in Kamil Rebbe. Omore Rabbi, Gualti Mul Metzasidam. Omore Rabbi, Adai Psuo Isi. Ushnei Batzevasad. Ro Rebbe, Shetnei Mishrit Mtiva Alem, Yechnisom Merchetz. ויחילו מישקו ויחליסו מחדה בוא עלו מצדם אומר ליח שחיד ומכחו פה הרבה עליהם ציטר היום על עצמו מיום אישו יקץ שאלה איתן
Look, I have a question.
So the reason is why it's not